Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week I'm talking with Melissa Amarello, co-founder and director of education for Advocates for Snake Preservation. Hi, Melissa. Tell us about Advocates for Snake Preservation and what you guys do.
Advocates for Snake Preservation is a nonprofit that's based here in Tucson, but we are working on snake issues everywhere that we can. And basically our history is that the other founder and I used to be research biologists. We did wildlife biology, conservation research, mostly with snakes. And what we kept bumping into when we were trying to address those conservation issues that affect all wildlife, habitat destruction, disease, unsustainable trade, that it was really hard to get interest for snakes because a lot of people don't like them. They're scared of them. And so we felt like what snakes really needed more than another couple of scientists were advocates. So now we're focused more on education and outreach than strictly research science. So what we focus on in our education work is showing what snakes do the other 99% of the time when they're not around something they're scared to death of. So we have footage that we take with remote cameras. We use a lot of remote time-lapse photography and also always have a camcorder with us to capture something if we luck upon it. So we show mommy rattlesnakes taking care of their babies. We show extended families of rattlesnakes at den sites interacting with each other. So snakes can be social, and we have videos of that. A lot of these behaviors that people don't know a lot about, and we actually, the average person finds very appealing and can really change how people perceive snakes, and then we hope also can change how they feel and how they behave toward them if they, get one in their yard or encounter one on a trail or a road. There's a lot of people that move to Tucson because they want to escape the cold weather. They think the desert's beautiful, and so they live on the outskirts of town in the foothills. They really enjoy the birds that come to their yard. But then there's this whole host of other creatures that are part of this system too. Rattlesnakes and scorpions and tarantulas and javelinas that are often not welcome in people's yard. And I just think that, people need to understand that it's all part of the same system. All of these animals, live here together. And if you enjoy the desert and you want to live in it out of town, then you should try to appreciate how lucky you are to see these animals. And most of these animals, even though they can be a danger to humans, definitely rattlesnakes can cause danger. Once you've seen it, if you just slowly take a step back, you're out of harm's way. And if you just wait it out, it will probably just leave, and it's not really necessary to do anything else. You can find us online at snakepreservation.org, and you can also find Advocates for Snake Preservation on Facebook, and then we're at Snake Advocate on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, all the social networks.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.